Chapter 12. A New Arrival. The next 12 years were happy ones. Only one piece of sad news reached Thrushcross Grange. Hindley Earnshaw had died, leaving Heathcliff as the new master of Wuthering Heights. My main job was to look after little Catherine. She was a lovely girl, very similar to her mother, but with a sweeter nature. Edgar brought tutors for her, and she had her lessons at home. Edgar was a very protective father. He didn't allow his daughter to go outside the gates of the Grange. About this time, we were informed by Isabella's landlady that Isabella had died. A bad cold had developed into pneumonia. The letter said, "I am very sorry. She was a fine woman, and we had become good friends. But what about her son? He cries all day, and I don't know what to do." Edgar asked the lady to send Linton to us. Catherine was very happy to hear that her cousin was coming to live with us. "Perhaps he looks like me," she said. A few days later, the boy arrived. He was pale, thin, and very sad. All he wanted was to go to bed and rest. I took him to his room and left him there. Late that night, I was sitting in the kitchen when Heathcliff entered through the back door. "Hello, Nellie," he said. "I hear that my son is here, and a son should be with his father."
"He doesn't know who his father is," I said. "Leave him here with us for a while."
"No, Nellie. Tomorrow morning you will bring the boy to Wuthering Heights. Tell your master that if he doesn't send him to me, I'll go to the police." I told Edgar what Heathcliff wanted, and he said, "I was afraid of this. Heathcliff is the boy's father, and by law he can claim him."
"I understand," I said.
"Nellie, I don't want to see Heathcliff. I think it will be best if you take the boy to him before Catherine wakes." I was sure my master was right, so at 6 o'clock the next morning, I got Linton out of bed and helped him to dress. He cried, complained, and was very unpleasant. I was pleased he wasn't staying with us. Edgar ordered a carriage for us because the boy wasn't strong enough to walk. When we arrived at Wuthering Heights, Heathcliff, Hareton, and Joseph were waiting for us.
"Here he is," Heathcliff said. "Let's have a look at him."
I felt sorry for the boy with these three men staring at him.
"What a beauty," Heathcliff said with a sarcastic laugh. "He's worse than I imagined."
When the boy heard his father's words, he began to cry.
"Don't worry, Linton," Heathcliff said. "We're not going to hurt you. Stop crying, boy, and look at me. I'm your father."
The boy didn't move. He looked terrified.
"Didn't your mother tell you about me?"
The boy shook his head.
"How could your mother let you forget your own father?" Heathcliff said more kindly. "Be a good boy, and you'll be all right."
Before I left, I talked privately with Heathcliff.
"I hope you'll be good to the boy," I said. "He seems very delicate."
"Yes, he does. Don't worry, Nellie. I've already told Hareton and Joseph to follow his wishes, and a private tutor will come every day to give him lessons. I'll look after him well." I was pleasantly surprised to hear these words.
"That's kind of you, Heathcliff. After all, he is your son and heir."
"That weakling is also the heir of Thrushcross Grange. You know, that property is always passed on to the nearest male relative, so when Edgar Linton dies, my Linton will inherit the Grange."
"That's a good enough reason to look after him."
"Heathcliff, you are wicked," I said. "No good will come of all your plans of revenge."
"Go back to your master, Nellie," Heathcliff said. When Catherine heard that Linton had gone to live with his father, she was very upset.
but my master was right. A week later, she'd forgotten about him, and the episode was never mentioned again. For the next 3 years, we never saw or heard anything of young Linton.